delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Do you remember last week how I said that I might need glasses because I mistook a bird statue for a real bird?
Yeah, and when Jessica Rouse, our newsreader, walked into the studio, you said, "Oh, hey, Dana." No, I made that up.
I was going to say, I'm sure you would have been sitting right in front of me. Anyway, something else happened on Friday afternoon, which makes me think I need glasses again. So I was a little bit peckish after the show and I went to one of these takeaways. We live in Muswellbrook and I went to Muswellbrook Fair and there's a takeaway shop there. And it's one of these takeaway shops where they've got like the plastic sheeting kind of thing to walk through the front door to keep the flies out.
Yeah.
And then around
these dangly things at the door.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. They're called something. And around the sides of the entire shop is just glass, pane glass windows. Anyway, so I go in there and I was pretty tired after the show and I was ordering some fish and chips.
Are you trying to justify it already?
Yeah, I am. I am. And I ordered some fish and chips and I was waiting for my fish and chips and they came out and I was like, extra salt, please. And grabbed my fish and chips. The store is packed Friday afternoon.
Of course it would be. Yeah. Friday night fish and chip night, for sure.
Oh, my God. This honestly packed to the brim with like families and single people and young people and old people, packed to the brim. Anyway, I go to walk out and I walked straight into the pane glass window thinking it was just I didn't even know what I was thinking, thinking it was just an exit. Like I couldn't even see the reflection in the glass or anything. I walked straight into it. I left like an oily imprint.
Oh, no, that's the worst. That's like kids who put their like foreheads up against the window in an aeroplane.
That happened. I left an imprint, like a Harry-sized imprint. In the window, I drop my fish and chips. The chips go everywhere from the bag. And this was the worst part. No one in the shop asked how I was. They didn't say, like, are you okay?
Yeah, that's
like
because
that.
People are used to you by now, Harry. They were like, oh, it's Harry from the radio. Clumsy as hell. Did you just pick up your walking frame and just walk straight out?
Oh, no, it wasn't that bad. Last week, we were challenged by a listener. Her name was Jordan. She was from Singleton. She's a massive country music fan. And she said, you know what? With the Country Music Festival being cancelled this year because of COVID, why don't you two write yourselves a country music song each? We took the challenge pretty seriously.
Oh, I think I took it more seriously than you did, and the fact that you've come out on top makes me a little bit filthy.
Well,
but I've spent the weekend trying to let it go, so it's fine.
You spent the weekend at the Golden Guitar Festival. It's hardly letting it go.
It is, because I just realised how bad we are and how great they are and, you know, when
speak
are they good after all?
Speak for yourself. My song rules. We had a local performer. Her name was Gemma Beach. She's amazing, by the way. She was our judge on Friday and she judged the songs. Should we hear your song first?
I would love you to.
Okay, this was Dana's country song.
Come on, boys, yeah! I moved on down for the radio. I'm the newest host of the Brekkie Show. I'm in Muswellbrook and it's a real good time. And I think this is the line that you're meant to rhyme. Luke O'Shea said to tell a story, so here it is. All its glory. I bloody love the ABBA Hunter, and I'm bloody glad it's my new home. So screw the lockdowns, that's why I moved towns. I'm a country girl who loves to roam.
So that's Dana's country music song. What was your thought process behind
it? Well, I wanted to talk. Luke O'Shea came in. He won a couple of Golden Guitars over the weekend. And he was on the show last week and he said, when it comes to country music, you have to tell a story.
Mm.
So I thought, oh, great. My story is moving to Muswellbrook. Here's some juice for you. And then I came up with that. What was the process behind yours? Because your song I had literally in my head all day. I need you to listen out for the lit line as well. Very relatable for everybody in the Hunter Valley.
So mine was just about working in the mines here. Mining is a huge part of the Hunter Valley, a big industry, and then obviously knocking off and getting on the beers with the boys. That was pretty much my entire thought process.
How you can relate to working in a mine, I have no idea, but it was a great song. Here it is.
Working in the mine, I'm there all the time, gonna get paid real fine. Working in the mine, driving trucks and crushing rocks and driving in and out of this big old hole in the ground. Gonna earn me a pound, you know it's sound, I'm working in the mine.
Gonna get paid real fine. Gonna blow it on wine. Ain't it a crime? You know it's time. I'm going drinking with the boys. We're gonna get lit. We're working in a pit. I can admit we're drinking with the boys. With the boys. We're drinking with the boys. Come on, boys.
Hey. Hey, cheers.
Yeah, so that's your winning song as far as the country music challenge is concerned.
I also put it up on socials to see what the people thought.
Oh, did you?
Of who should have won. And it's fair. You should have won.
The people have spoken.
You know that feeling when you think that you've lost your glasses or your phone or a really precious ring to you? You know that 5 second where you like panic?
Mm.
I imagine that this woman in Sweden felt exactly that. 16 years ago, she lost her wedding ring when she was doing gardening. It has turned up 16 years later.
My God.
Growing around a carrot. So they had picked a carrot from their veggie patch, pulled it out, and there around the top of the carrot was this wedding ring that they lost 16 years ago.
I wonder, like, it must have been buried deep into the dirt and then they planted carrots, because the carrot's not 16 years old. The carrot's like a new carrot. And it's just, it's finally just attached itself to this carrot and grown around it.
I think it's amazing. They said that they thought that she had been doing the dishes and it had ended up in the dishwater and somehow ended up out in the garden. But imagine that after 16 years, finding this wedding ring and going, like, solving that mystery for yourself.
Yeah, similar things happened to a mate of mine. This happened in regional Victoria when I was living there, and he was gardening and he'd found a necklace, and like digging up the veggie patch, he found a necklace.
It's
and
like a hidden treasure, isn't it?
Yeah, and like I said, it wasn't a hugely valuable one, but sentimental. And took it inside and sent to his wife. He's like, do you know whose this is? Like, I've just found this in the garden. She's like, oh my God, I thought I'd lost that. Like 5 years ago or something. She was in the garden and it had fallen off her neck and into the dirt, and you're just digging around, you don't even think about it, and then it turns up 5 years later.
Such a cool thing to find something. I don't know whether you lost it or whether somebody else has lost it in the garden. As kids, we, down in Melbourne, we lived in a property outside of the city, and we dug up when Dad was doing some gardening. He was actually putting in the sandpit box for us, and he found like 1 and 2 cent coins. And as a kid, that is the hidden treasure.
That's like treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm like 1 and 2 cent coins. They're pretty rare these days anyway. They're probably worth a little bit.
Oh, I don't think so.
They're probably worth 1 or 2 cents.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what you've found in your garden though. 654-11-981. Have you found something that you've lost? Or has it just been a hidden treasure that you don't know where it's come from? Give us a call. So over in Sweden, a woman 16 years ago lost her wedding ring. 16 years later, her husband was doing some gardening, pulled out a carrot from their veggie patch and grown around, well, the carrot had grown inside this wedding ring, so the wedding ring was around this carrot.
Unbelievable.
Lost it for 16 years. So we thought we'd throw it out there on 654-11-981. What did you find in the garden? Because as a kid, this was the dream come true. It was like finding treasure. My dad was digging out the dirt in our garden to make us a sandbox, and he found some 1 and 2 cent coins.
Yeah, it's like treasure. When you're a kid, that's amazing.
So I also put it up on our Facebook page, and we got some great responses. A lot of people saying in their garden they either found mice, or Alana said that she found a 2 meter brown snake.
Oh.
Terrifying. A copperhead snake. So lots of snakes, obviously, in the Hunter Valley. But Robin said that we found my daughter's Cabbage Patch doll, Barry Claude, after about 10 years. We think that our dog buried it there, and it actually wasn't in too bad a condition.
God, it's time for the best segment ever.
Speaking words of wisdom.
Sing along, everyone.
With Harry. With Harry. With Harry. Harry. With Harry. Yeah, with Harry.
You don't have to sing at the same time.
Speaking words of wisdom with Harry.
I don't think wisdom is the appropriate word for this, but
this is where I start your week off holistically with some words of affirmation, some advice, wisdom. And
These are all just buzzwords I feel like you're just pulling out.
I labour over these over the weekend to bring them to you. And work here has very generously purchased a gong. Bring it in, please. We've got some producers to bring it in the gong. Here we go. Thank you.
What we could do with that budget if we didn't buy that gong, I have... great aspirations for next time.
It didn't need to be like an antique gong from China. It was pretty expensive. But it's a good one. Here we go. Instantly feel wealthier by withdrawing all your money in $1 coins. Carry around like a big sack of money. You could be like...
Why don't you do one better and just get 5-cent coins? Then you'll get more.
I'm not asking for you to criticise words of wisdom.
I'm helping you.
5-cent coins is useless. A lot of places don't accept 5-cent coins.
Well, I feel
Did
like...
Did you know that?
Yeah, but aren't you going based on weight? Won't you feel more wealthy if you've got more weight? Isn't that the point? Like
okay,
gold?
Maybe go 10-cent coins then, okay? Here you go. Even get a gong.
I'm helping you. Say dumb stuff.
If your guests aren't leaving soon enough, press the test button on your fire alarm and yell, fire! They'll run straight out. That's true, you know. There's a little test button on the fire alarm. You should test it all the time, actually.
Is there actually?
Yeah, there's a little test button. Yeah.
Well, if you do try that at home, just make sure it's a test button and not the actual button.
Unless you want to get guests to leave. And then...
No, but isn't it just a test button?
Well, it's a test button, but you press it and yell fire, and then your guests
will... Yeah, well, just make sure you don't press the actual one, because a fire grade will come and that will cost you lots of money.
That's true. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Thank you, Dana.
Yeah, I'm just here for the disclaimers.
Do you want the gong?
No, thank you.
This is an important one.
All right.
Technically, if you don't cut a cake and just eat the whole thing with a fork, you still only had one piece.
Well, that's like year 5 maths, isn't it? It's basics.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Every morning, Jess Rouse in the newsroom joins us in the studio for The Big Three, the biggest three stories you need to know. Hey, Jess.
Morning, guys.
I see you were out on the water over the weekend.
Yeah, it was so good. It was such a good weekend.
Where were you?
And we went to Chaffee Dam yesterday.
Beautiful.
It was so good.
Perfect weather for it because, oh, my God, I went for a hike yesterday morning. Dumb idea. I don't think I've sweated bullets like that for years.
Yeah, I just stayed in.
In the aircon.
Stayed in the aircon, watching telly. It was great. None of this outdoorsy stuff.
Boring.
Like you two. No, not for me. Not for me.
What if we'd had, you know, you complain every day that we don't invite you. Had we invited you, would you have declined the invitation?
I would have declined the invitation for a hike. I don't hike. But Jess Rouse apparently was jet skiing. I would be jet skiing for sure. That's luxurious.
See, that's where I have an issue with this. You can't just sometimes opt in when you want to.
When it's an activity you would like to do.
Excuse me, that's the whole idea of opting. I opt in when I like the activity.
All right. You sound spoiled out.
Whatever.
Hey, Jess, let's chat about the Big Three. Let's go to Tamworth for this first story.
Yeah, so this is awful. On Saturday night, our emergency services were called to the ALEC Arena. The ABCRA were having a roundup event, and tragically, a 62-year-old man passed away when he was charged by a bull at the arena during one of the events. So the ABCRA have put up a statement on their Facebook page expressing their condolences for Bruce Green, formerly known as Greeny in the rodeo world. He's from Grafton, and just really, really tragic. Police are investigating to, you know, figure out exactly what happened, but from all reports, it looks like it was just an accident involving a bull, a freak accident that couldn't be anticipated. So he's going to be sadly missed by a lot of people. He was very big in the rodeo world. So
yeah, and condolences to anybody listening who may be affected by that. Another story. This one is unfortunate as well. Coming out of Newcastle Harbour, police are investigating after a body was found. A body has been discovered by fishermen in Newcastle Harbour yesterday, with police probing possible links to a missing man last seen at a nearby hotel on Wednesday. So the two fishermen had been fishing in the harbour near the breakwall when they made this really grim discovery around 8:45 yesterday evening. And the police were alerted and were called to Wharf Road. So there is a post-mortem examination underway and a press conference later this morning as well.
Okay, so we'll learn more about that a little later this morning. This is completely understandable in my opinion.
Here we go.
But a woman has called the police because she missed out on a McDonald's breakfast. Understandable.
What happened?
Why?
As you would. Well, she was in the drive-thru. And it was about like 10:20. And
you know how
the breakfast finishes at 10:30.
Well, she should have planned a day better.
And she reached the cutoff point. And she was told that she'd have to order from the normal menu instead of the breakfast options.
Fair enough, because the rules are there for a reason.
And she thought she'd involve the authorities. Apparently.
Have you just interchanged your name for a woman?
I didn't call the cops. I didn't call the cops on the weekend. I missed out on my Macca's breakfast. Needless to say, the officers weren't too pleased and gave the woman some words of advice about what you can and can't call the police for. So if you were thinking of calling the police at 10:31 this morning because you missed out on your Macca's breakfast, maybe don't. They're a little busy. Yeah.
Harry, don't call the cops.
Jessica Rouse, will catch you at 7:30. Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
Harry and Dana's Big Time.
This is your chance to get on the standby list to win an Apple Watch. We're giving one away on Friday. When you hear that ticking clock, that's when you have to call us on 654-11981. And first through on the phones this morning, very quick on the phones, I have to admit, was Helen from Denman. How are you going, Helen?
Hey, Helen.
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. What's the go this morning? What are you up to?
I'm actually cooking dinner before the heat comes, and then I won't have to cook it tonight.
So. Oh, so
that
clever.
Is forethought. You well
know,
done.
You know, word of advice here, because I keep getting told this all the time, slow cookers are the way to go.
The only problem with the slow cookers is they heat up the house and they're on all day.
Touche.
I never
Harry.
Thought of that. Oh, yeah. Well, you got to run the air conditioning at the same time. And then you've got a huge power bill, so maybe don't listen to me.
They're good in winter. It's great in winter. They come home and dinner's ready. I love them in winter.
Oh, I could chat food all morning with you, Helen, honestly. But we're going to pop you on the standby list for Big Time. So make sure you stand by your phone on Friday and you could get a call and you'll have a brand new Apple Watch, okay? You going to keep it for yourself?
Yeah, probably.
Nice.
Brilliant. Very well played. Well, Helen, be by your phone. Hopefully we'll be giving you a call.
Okay, that'll be great. Thanks for your help.
Now, considering the Tamworth Country Music Festival wasn't on last week, we're challenged by listener Jordan to write a country song each and battle it out. And then I thought it was only fitting on the weekend to go to the Golden Guitar Awards because they were still running despite COVID restrictions to suss out how it went. And Harry, you might have seen on our Instagram and our Facebook, I did little updates. So if you were watching those, thanks for joining me and coming along for the ride. But Harry, I really think that we did a good effort, but after seeing some of the performances at the Golden Guitars, we have a long way to go when it comes to our writing.
Speak for yourself. My song won.
All right. Shall we hear a little bit of it then?
Of my song?
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is.
Gonna get lit. We're working in the pit. I can admit we're drinking with the boys. With the boys. We're drinking with the boys. Come on, boys.
Hey. Hey. Cheers.
Great song.
We're working in a pit. We're going to get lit. I thought that I would play some clips from the actual performances at the Golden Guitars because they were phenomenal.
Mm.
This is a little of what I experienced at the Golden Guitars. So that one was Amber Lawrence. Yes, and she took home 5 Golden Guitars. That's the Bushwhackers. And that last one, oh, they're phenomenal, honestly, sitting in front of that, and especially because it's the first time I've really seen live music since everything's opened back up a little bit because of COVID. Everybody had to wear masks and socially distance, obviously, but seeing live music, there's something that just, you know, ignites in you again, seeing that much emotion on stage. That second last one was the Bushwhackers, and they have actually spent 50 years together as a band and were taken into the Roll of Renown, the Australasian Country Music Roll of Renown, which means that their plaque goes on the stones outside of the venue where the Golden Guitars is held. And the last one there was obviously Luke O'Shea, who we had on the show to give us some advice last week about country music. How would you compare your song to his song?
I think my song, it really captures what it's like to work here in the Upper Hunter in the mine to then get on the beers with the boys.
All right, yeah.
What about your song? Should we just revisit your song for a moment?
No, we don't need to. Bloody love the Upper Hunter, and I'm bloody glad it's my new home. So screw the lockdowns, that's why I moved towns. I'm a country girl who loves to roam.
Full of swearing.
Doesn't
as well.
Really have the elegance of the performances we saw. But I do want to do a shout out to Travis Collins, who won Artist of the Year, the Golden Guitar for that. And he is a local boy from Cessnock. So it's nice to see the Hunter Valley represented at the Golden Guitars as well. But coming up, Luke O'Shea did have an acceptance speech for one of his Golden Guitars that he won. And it's about a song of his called Happy Australia Day. And it's a winning speech. His winning speech brought up some really interesting sentiments that I'd actually love to share with you next. So we'll do that. So as it's Australia Day tomorrow, I thought this is a nice link to chat about something that you might have heard in the news recently. I was at the Golden Guitars on the weekend and Luke O'Shea actually took out the award for Heritage Song of the Year. So he was on the show last week to help us with writing our country music songs. And he wrote a song called Happy Australia Day, and it's performed with Kevin Bennett. And I'd love to play a little bit for you. And just a warning that for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners, that this song does include the name of deceased people.
It all starts with a lie. We no longer deny. It's time we all knew your name. So Pemaway, are you still fighting? When denying your song we shall sing. For all your senseless suffering. Shrug and Eddie.
Originally wrote this track to start a conversation around Australia Day, and how if you don't know that the 26th of January is often labelled as Invasion Day by many, and it's the day that the first fleet came and landed in Botany Bay here for the first time in Australia, which means that on the other side of it, it's a day of hurt and it's a day of suffering for many of our First Nations people. And Luke pretty much, I don't want to get too deep into it, but Luke summed it up really well during his acceptance speech at the Golden Guitars on the weekend, and he said it very eloquently.
Our role as songwriters a lot of the time is to sing up our past and our people and our country. And I've got a lot of great stories, but we've got some pretty harsh ones as well, and ones that are tough to tell. But it's through owning it that we can move on. And, you know, it's through the naming of these nine magnificent Indigenous Australians in this song that it's hoped that the video will also be used as a teacher resource in the classroom, so that we can be, you know, given a new perspective about history, which is very, very valuable and integral to us.
So my opinion is that we should consider changing the date because it is a day of hurt, and you might see marches in the capital cities around the country tomorrow for this reason. But I just thought it was an interesting thing that we should bring up and acknowledge that it is, despite the fact that we do get the day off and we do get the public holiday, it is also a day of hurt. So maybe we should consider changing the date of Australia Day so all of our nation's people can enjoy the day. Over the weekend when I went to Tamworth with my mate Sam, we went, obviously, as everybody has to if you're a tourist in Tamworth, you have to go to the giant Golden Guitar and get a photo in front of it.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
So we were there and it wasn't very busy, so there weren't people around, so I couldn't get someone to take a photo, but I wanted a picture of both of us in front of it because all weekend we'd just either been taking like a selfie or I'd take a picture of him and then he'd take a picture of me. Mm. And I really want a picture of us both together. So I set up my phone to take a photo and it was an absolute disaster. You know when you got to take a photo on your phone? You don't take many photos, Harry. So
I don't think boys do. I don't really take selfies or I don't really take a lot of pics at all.
I tried to stand up my phone against like a water bottle and it was like scorching hot on the ground and it kept falling over. So then we got like, I had like a cube tub thing and I got that out of my the back of my car and like a jumper and tried to lean it up against the like water bottle to try and get the right angle and it kept falling down. So I thought we could do a PSA. What is your best technique for taking a really good self-timer shot on your phone?
Oh, see, my dad over Christmas, because my dad, growing up, my dad was never in any family photos because he was always the one that had to take the photo. My mum eventually got upset about it. She's like, oh, he's not in any photos. So he bought, I don't know if you want to go to this much trouble, but he bought a camera stand.
And for a phone.
Yeah, for a phone.
That's
so he's
a
actually,
good idea.
He's actually got a camera stand and he puts the self-timer on the phone on the camera stand, self-times it, runs and gets in the photo, and that's how we did all of our Christmas photos this year.
That's a great idea. Or I did year. Not have the foresight to do this. So I had like my phone overheating on the road and it was just an absolute disaster. So I would love to hear what your self-timer tips are. 654-11-981. What do you do? What do you do to make the perfect self-timer family photo? Taking self-timer photos I've found on my phone are so hard. Now, Helen from Denman joins us. Morning.
Good morning. How are you two?
Really good. I have to ask you. On the weekend, I was taking a selfie in Tamworth and it wasn't a selfie. I tried to set it up like against a water bottle, my phone, to take a self-timer image in front of the golden guitar and it was an absolute disaster. It kept falling over. Do you have any techniques for taking phone photos at all?
Yes, have children and get them to do it.
Yeah.
That's probably a good one. Well played.
No, I don't have any good tips because I just can't do it. I try my hardest and they pick up a phone and they go click, 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 and it's a fantastic photo. My photos, we're either not smiling or we're looking in the other direction or something like that. Something.
Yeah, sounds like my photos as well. So your technique is just get children?
Yeah, that's right. They're bored. I don't know what it is. They just seem to be able to do it and they just go click, 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 and the photos turn out perfect.
Yeah, more phone savvy. All right, great tip. Thanks for joining us, Helen.
Okay, thank you. See ya.
I also put it up on 98.1 Power FM on Facebook and Angela has made me feel so dumb. She's like, you can actually get cases now that prop your phone up and they do all the work for you.
So
I just need to do my research.
Yeah.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.